Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Iron Port. Having crossed from New York to Bishop's Rock off the English coast in 3 days, 10 hours, and 40 minutes, the liner United States established a new Atlantic speed record, July 6, 1952. Cheering crowds at Southampton hailed the American ship that had clipped 10 hours from the transatlantic mark set by Britain's own Queen Mary. Then westbound, the United States knifing through the Atlantic for her second record crossing. It was noted by the builders of the ship that in the event of necessity for emergency conversion to military service, the United States could transport 14,000 men, or virtually a full division, 10,000 miles without putting into port for food, fresh water, or fuel. But for the crew and officials and passengers aboard the liner, the greatest moment was now at hand. The United States was reaching Ambrose Lightship outside New York with the Blue Ribbon of the Atlantic, having made the return trip in a record 3 days, 12 hours, 12 minutes. Saluting the ship whose maiden voyage shattered Atlantic speed marks going over and coming back. At the turn of the century and beyond, Great Britain and Germany dominated leadership in fast Atlantic crossings. Now, for the first time in almost 100 years, the speed crown was claimed by the Stars and Stripes. New York, home port for many of the greatest ships on the oceans, really put on a show. A big broom symbolized the sweep of the Blue Ribbon Speed Trophy by the $70 million United States, America's first lady of the high seas.
Good afternoon, and welcome to America's Disabled Veterans in Action. I'm Dr. George Anderson, and this is ADVIA News and Information. Today, I had the distinct pleasure of trying to find out what is going on for Veterans Day. We have over 33 establishments that are handing out freebies for Veterans Day. Nice. Really comforting fact, but we're going to come back to that. We are also looking at the latest in news. Are you guys aware that the Navy is looking for recruits for women to join the silent service of the subservice? It is currently an enlistment drive going on for women in service. And we need to be able to understand that we are being having a big push for the Year of the Woman coming up and the next year. And one of the things that we are sharing is the story about the application for the second round of female enlisted applicants for female service is in full swing. In support of this, the Enlisted Women in Submarines Task Force is conducting a roadshow to give interested sailors and the opportunity to ask questions. Now, this is a big deal because we're finding that women are being integrated into every part of military life and nothing is being restricted. That being said, they're going to have an information form. That's one of the, this came out last Friday. And we're going to share this again. Hold on just a second. Our Brooklyn Navy Yard call-in number is 347-884-8078, 347-884-8078. by some of the other things that are going on around from around the blog are, hold on, reading the feeds here. Let's see what we have. Well, we have the successful firing of the F-35 this week, giving it the go-ahead to be able to begin to shoot. It's nice to see that a plane that costs approximately $4 billion each is now able to finally fire projectiles to defend itself, because pretty much it's just been a high priority escort fighter, and so it's good that it's passing the test. Now, these tests were conducted at the Southern Aviation Air Force Base in Louisiana, and with the test, we begin a new phase of arming our aircraft. It's been an interesting week, because we've had releases of lists that have caused us to question the leadership of people who were in the House. We've had a retraction. We have had completion of a hearing for the executives at the VA who are getting the bonuses for staying on and getting houses, real estate bonuses, while veterans are not able to get what they need. Now, I'm going to share a little bit of the story of the F-35 and the successful firing. For the first time, the F-35 Lightning successfully fired a four-barrel, 25-millimeter GAU-22A Gatling gun while in flight on October 30th. Of the 461st Test Squadron, F-35 experiments test pilot was in the cockpit of an AF-2 and fired one burst of 30 rounds of over two and two 60-round bursts from 20,000 feet from the 25-millimeter gun that is embedded in the F-35 left wing. The GAU-22 is hidden behind closed doors to reduce the radar section until the trigger is pulled. At full rate, it can fire 3,000 rounds per minute. We took it out to Edwards Air Force Base and went up to China Lake. We had a hazard problem, and we did three cold passes and three hot passes interspeed with each other. Trickery said. The weapon system did is exactly what it was supposed to do, but data still needed and being collected and reviewed. Jennifer Scheffler, a Lockheed Martin AF-2 lead test engineer and the director, said that the products team to fire the gun once or twice a week until the phase of gunfire testing is complete. She added that it could be done by the end of the year, weather permitting. According to the source, the first thing it aimed was not at any target, but the goal was to make sure that the guns function properly in flight. When the pilot's ready to fire, a complex system of doors exposes the muzzle and allows for ventilation, keeping the gun hidden behind closed doors until the trigger's pulled down, allows the aircraft to maintain stealth. It's like having a gun integrated with an airplane personally. The airplane that is replacing the Air Force's F-16 Fighting Falcon and A-10 Thunderbolt have internal guns. Todd Ackney, Lockheed's test flight engineer, test conductor added that it's important that the F-35 GAU-22 was primarily designed for air-to-ground attack, such as taking out lightly armored vehicles. It can also be used for air-to-air combat. As testing continues, many test pilots in the squadron will get a chance to test the GAU-22. We're going to try to get as much exposure as possible. There's a lot of test pilots in the squadron, and there are some valuable in getting more options and getting more pilots exposed to it, said Trickery. In upcoming sorties, pilots will expand the envelope by performing G7 turns, G3 turns, flying at Mach 0.144 and reaching 40,000 feet. They will do a burst of fire to empty 181 rounds. Some of the tests will be done at China Lake, but most of the remaining flights will be done over the sea test range at Naval Air Station at Point Magoo, California. We're going to have elevated G and supersonic tests, and some of those things you can't do exactly over a land range. The F-35's conventional takeoff and landing, and the only model with the GAU-22 internally mounted, the Marine Corps variant and Navy variant will eventually have the guns in pod mounted in their center line. They haven't shot their guns airborne, so either you can say that this is the first airborne F gunfire on any variant, and that's the way that's why we're so excited, Chickney said. Tail number AF-2 is the flight science airplane and has more hours than any other F-35 in the world. Typically has been used as the load airframes, expanding the envelopes for structures. For this test, it underwent extensive structural modification at Edwards to a full production representation of internal configuration. AF-2's instruments did differently than other F-35s for data collection. Clearing the gun for airborne use is a key milestone towards the Air Force's initial operating capability of the F-35A. With the program's development and demonstration, the phase is scheduled to end at 2017, at which point the F-35 will have an operational gun. The F-35 Joint Strike Force Integrated Test Force will testing the gun last June when the first shots were fired from the ground at the Edwards Gun Harmonization Range. We want it to clear. So when the guy is shooting, when the guy is supporting troops on the ground or fighting someone, they don't have to think about whether a gun's going to work or not. We just want them to have to worry about getting the predicted impact point marker on the right spot. He's tricky, he said, that there's a lot of trust that people have to put into us to make sure that we've got the test right. And I feel that at the end of the day, we did. So this is one of the stories that we covered this week on our website, and it is one that we wanted to share with you today. Now, I want to share just a little bit of, I'm going to read another article because we don't have a lot of time today, but we'll be back on Monday, and we're going to see what Monday brings. More than 30 Veterans Day freebies, including free beer. Yum. Okay. To thank military members past and present for their service for food and drinks all on the house all over the country, Veterans Day 2015, that takes place on Wednesday. Before getting to the bars and restaurants offering freebies, let us point out that they're not the only deals available to military service personnel. Among the non-freebies are great chips is giving to anyone who gets a free haircut, and they receive a card that a veteran or active duty can get later used for a haircut. UFC Gyms are giving away free access to those with military ID and their families from November 5th to the 15th. Meineke offers free oil change with military IP on Veterans Day, and National Park is offered for free for everyone at November 11th. As for the free drink and food, check out the list below. Stated, the IDs are the offers are valid on November 11th only. In all cases, be sure to bring your ID with proof of status of current or former military member of the military. Happy Veterans Day. Okay. Let me see. Okay. Applebee's is free. Veterans in active duty can have their pick from a special menu with options like three cheese chicken beignet, 7 ounce sirloin, double crunch shrimp, free of charge. Beverages and gratuity are not included. Bob Evans hot cake free or French toast and country breakfast are free. Country biscuit breakfasts are among the options available to veteran in active duty and military and special free menu. Bonefish, real. Customers with military ID get a free order of Bang Bang Shrimp on Veterans Day. California Pizza Kitchen, a special Veterans Day menu that includes salad, pasta, is for free for vets and active duty personnel. Cheeseburger in Paradise, all-American burgers with fries, is free of charge to those with the military ID. Cracker Barrel, grab a free dessert. Double chocolate, fudge, chocolate cola cake, if you're a veteran. Craftworks, all active duty and veterans are welcome to free craft beer, or if that's illegal locally, an appetizer on the house. This is a brewery and restaurant group with nearly 200 locations around the group, around the nation. Denny's, from 5 a.m. to noon, all active duty, get your own, build your own grand slam with the possibilities including pancakes, eggs, bacon, fruit, and hash browns. Friendly's, participating locations are giving veterans with active duty to-do combo meal for breakfast or a free all-American burger with fries and drink for lunch or dinner. Golden Corral, from 5 to 9 p.m., anyone who's ever served in the U.S. military is welcome to a special sit-down for free of charge. Hooters, all veterans in active duty and military personnel get an entree on the house. IHOP, from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., all active duty members are welcome to order a piece of red, white, and blue pancakes, which come with a glazed strawberry of red, blueberry, compote, and whipped cream. IKEA, from November 8th to November 11th, show your ID at the IKEA cafeteria and receive a free entree for a value up to $9.99. Crystal's free breakfast from the form of chicken sauce, chicken or sausage biscuit is on the table for vets, not on Veterans Day, but on Sunday, November 8th, with a choice of free entrees, including tenderloin of beef medallions, salmon rigatoni, or blackened chicken fettuccine. Charlie O'Malley's, Monday, November 9th, seafood and steak chain is honoring veterans with active duties, not on Veterans Day, but Sunday, November 8th, with the choice of free entrees, including beef tenderloin medallions, salmon rigatoni, or blackened chicken. Cormick and Schmidt. Oh, no. There were three. Charlie. Veteran in active duty can make a selection off the $9.99 menu, which includes fried chicken, steak, but Bayou shrimp. As for Veterans Day itself, the customers with military ID who purchase an entree get a slice of free pie for dessert. You got to buy one there, folks. On the Border, create your own combo featuring a selection of tacos, salads, enchiladas, and more. Max value $10.79 is available to all veterans in active duty. Olive Garden, with military ID, get free entrees such as chicken parmesan, lasagna, cheese ravioli with a limited super salad, or breakfast sticks. Family members joining the veteran at the table get a 10% off on Veterans Day. Orange Leaf Frozen Yogurt. All vets with active duty personnel get a free 11-ounce yogurt. Outback Steakhouse is giving away free onion appetizers and free beverages on the 11th with military ID. Ponderosa Steakhouse and the sister Bonanza Steakhouse are offering free meals for veteran active duty from 4 p.m. until closing. Red Lobster on the 9th through the 12th is Red Lobster on the 9th through the 12th, you get a complimentary appetizer or dessert. Red Robin, help yourself to the tavern double burger, bottomless fries if you're a veteran or active duty personnel. Sheets, an additional 6-inch turkey or regular fountain drink at Sheets convenience store. All veterans or current service members are welcome to a free car wash at participating location in Shoney's. All-American Burger is free all day long for veterans and active duty personnel. Sizzler, veterans and active duty get a free lunch, entree beverage at participating locations until 4 p.m. Twin Peaks, take a pick of a Philly cheesesteak or a crispy chicken tender basket with military ID. Wayne Back Burgers, get a Way Back Burger cheeseburger classic or a crispy chicken sriracha sandwich with a couple of locations if you're a veteran or active duty personnel. White Castle, get a free breakfast slider or a small coffee or other drink if you're a veteran or active duty. Wiener Schnitzel, active duty or veterans are welcome to a free chili dog and a small Pepsi beverage. World of Beer, show your proof of ID of service and we're welcome to a free pick of a drought in this craft of beer heaven with locations in 21 states. These are some of the locations that we've given and shared with you on our website, and we are looking forward to coming back on Monday with a full broadcast. It has been a full week, and I am really very happy to continue into the second year of our broadcast. And as I speak for all of the members of our radio family, we are certainly glad to be of service to this great nation. I want to thank everybody for allowing us to spend a few minutes with you this afternoon. We will be back on Monday at 2300 Zulu, the usual time. Same bat channel, same bat station. I want to thank everybody again for following us on Facebook and also on Twitter and Instagram. Please check out the Conservancy for the SS United States. We're still in dire need of your help. We need your support. Please call Congress. If you don't know who your congressman is, dial 202-224-3121. Give the operator your zip code. She will tell you who your congressional representative is or your senators. So choose one, make three calls, talk to them all, speak up for veterans and the great ship of state, the SS United States. Again, thank you for letting us share this time with you, and we'll see you on Monday, folks. Have a great weekend.